We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We wanted to spend some time starting the show today, continuing to follow up on the events surrounding the death of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, it was interesting because there were some stories that broke overnight about different corporate reactions. And one of them you heard about during our morning show just a little while ago, that the Mr. Peanut ad that we talked about yesterday, where it featured the death of Mr. Peanut, has now been pulled from the Super Bowl. Planters says that they will not air the ad because what we didn't know yesterday was that, because we hadn't seen it yet, the ad featured a car crash. And they said, you know, it's a little too close. It's a little too close to the death of Kobe Bryant. We don't want to bring people's minds into crashing and dying, you know, in the wake of all of this, because it is the biggest story in the country right now. So they made that decision to go ahead and pull the ad. And while you could say that's a conscience decision, it's probably also a let's avoid backlash decision. They don't want to deal with it Monday morning when everybody's complaining at them.
It's smart either way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Either way.
But the other story, and it's fascinating how this one evolved, because during the night, there was a story that broke about Nike and that they had pulled all of the Kobe Bryant merchandise off of their website, and that they were actively trying to recall Kobe merchandise from their resellers. And the way that the story was written, it kind of indicated that Nike decided not to profit off of the death of Kobe Bryant. However, there is now an update, and this just goes to show you how fast this news can move. There's now an update to that story that says, no, that's not what happened. The reason why there was a redirect on the Nike.com website away from all of the Kobe Bryant merchandise is it sold out.
Okay.
It's all gone. And it brings up an interesting kind of way to look at things. First of all, obviously it was lousy reporting. You know, they just kind of guessed that Nike was trying to do something out of conscience. But is it the right thing? You know, it brings up that question. Had they gone ahead and made that move, if they had said, look, we don't want to give the idea that we're just sitting here making money hand over fist because a guy who was a beloved sports star died, would that have been, you know, a move that would have made sense? It wouldn't have obviously made financial sense, but as a corporate way of doing business and showing a little bit of conscience, would it have been the right thing to do? And does that mean that it's the wrong thing to do to sit there and leave the stuff out there and continue to collect money from people who are in mourning?
So part of me thinks I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem leaving that stuff out there. It's a company whose job is to make money.
Yes.
That stuff is being sold elsewhere. It's all up on this. We'll do the story later, that eBay has been flooded with Kobe Bryant memorabilia. And so the money is being made somewhere. You know, it's not their fault that he died. It's not, you know, they're just continuing to be in business. I guess I don't have a big issue with it.
Isn't that a little, what's the word for it? Not crass, but I mean, that idea of saying, well, heck, somebody's going to make that money. We may as well get our share. I mean, it just seems like, and you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what they're there to do. They're a company, they're in business. And in fact, I don't know if Nike publicly traded?
I assume so.
If
Nike
they are,
seems like it's huge, yeah.
If they are, then if they made a move like that, their shareholders could go after them for it. Because they're leaving money on the table. I mean, you can't make a decision like that not to make money if you have shareholders depending on you.
Yeah, it's traded under the symbol NKE.
There
it is, publicly traded.
So they probably couldn't. Even if they wanted to, they couldn't just say, yeah, we're going to leave money on the table.
Here's what I would have a problem with, I guess. You are opportunistic if you instruct your suppliers to produce more Kobe Bryant stuff to put on your website because you know there's a higher demand.
Sure.
To me, that is taking advantage
for.
Of the situation.
That's exactly the word I was looking for, was opportunistic.
But simply leaving up what you already have, to me, isn't a thing. You're not doing anything different after his death.
And, I mean, if you do decide to pull it off of your website or to take it out of the stores or recall merchandise or make a move like that, you're denying people who want that stuff.
Right, right. They can't. Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, they can't help that there is a demand for it. And there is right now. Again, look at eBay. There is totally a demand for it. And it's that weird thing that we do in society after someone dies where that stuff becomes really highly in demand.
The one thing that they always pointed to when we were kids was painters, artists. their stuff skyrockets in value after right. they're dead. And they always said that part of that was the fact that, you know, that guy's not going to paint anything else.
Right.
But there's more to it than that, I think. And I think the more to it is that we're just interested. It brings somebody back to popularity. When a rock star dies, people go and buy his records. When Prince died, he sold untold millions of copies of things in the days after his death. Elvis Presley is much richer in death than he ever was in life. And he was pretty rich in life.
Right. And I'm also curious, and we can ask people, 576-7798 or 22980. Have you been on to any of the sites? Do you have interest in buying more of, you know, of more of his gear and things that, because you are, and then it will be interesting. So we'll put that question out there. It will be interesting then to see if more of it is produced, if how long that demand continues.
Yes.
You know, if here's what I think is going to happen because of the way the news cycle works. I think Kobe Bryant, I think that is going to be big news until Friday. And then we're all going to be in the Super Bowl.
It's all going to switch. Exactly.
And after Friday, I don't think people are going to be as focused on it. I don't think people are going to care as much. The news cycle is going to move on to the Super Bowl until we get a cause of the crash. And until we find out more about what actually happened in that crash, which is going to be in about a week and a half, let's say, give or take. I think there's going to be extreme interest until the end of this week. And then it's all going to be Super Bowl.
I agree. And I think that answer may come sooner than later. You know, we were talking yesterday about the idea that the crash investigation is going to take a long time, that they're going to have a lot to sort through. Given what has come out just in the last 24 hours, I'm turning around on that. And I'm thinking that this may be over in a week, maybe over in a week and a half.
Why? Why do you think it'll be sooner? Just because how can I say this? It's so easy to get the information now.
Not only that, but all of the evidence seems to point in one direction and one direction only. And that direction is they should never have taken that. It was dangerous to fly, and they paid the price for flying in dangerous conditions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think, it depends on how specific they need to get in 10 days, because they don't have to come out in 10 days and say anything.
No,
it'll take a year for the NTSB to complete
to finally
their full investigation.
Off. Yeah.
Meaning we may find out in 10 days, yes, it's pilot error. It'll take a year to find out exactly what the pilot error was, you know, meaning did they make the wrong call about conditions? Did they read the instruments wrong? You know, you'll find out pilot error or mechanical error. You'll find out some source of that mistake, or it was natural. Maybe it was just weather. Just nobody could have prevented that. Maybe it was weather. And I wonder why they feel, and this is where I'm going to go back to the lawsuit that I think is going to be filed. You have to wonder why they feel like they even have to come out with a cause in 10 days instead of waiting for the full investigation to be complete, because you never have all the answers in 10 days. That, again, like we talked about yesterday, they recreate they put all the pieces together essentially in a warehouse somewhere so they can see what's missing and evaluate. Why come out with anything in 10 days?
There is no point. Yeah, there is no point to rushing.
And they don't have to. You know, they absolutely don't have to. So, I think it'll be interesting with Nike to see how the sales do. It'll also be interesting to watch, now that you mention it, Nike stock, to see what happens.
If there is some kind of a bump because of all of the added sales and everything else. Because, as you said, I mean, it would be considered opportunistic if immediately upon learning of his death, you called your factories and said, all right, crank this stuff out like crazy. But now that they know they've sold out, they're going to have to replenish.
Right.
They're going to have to fill the shelves up with something. So there will be that call.
But do they have to? Or
do you just let it lie?
Because from a PR standpoint, like, let's just look at it from PR for a second. Because I assume PR is tied to money always. And so
everything is tied to
money. Yeah. So from a PR standpoint, when the shelves run out, are you better positioned PR wise to not restock and to say, we're going to choose not to take advantage of his death, blah, blah, blah. You can write that statement and potentially lose money, but you gain the PR. And so, because I don't think anybody is going to stop buying Nike gear just because they, based on their decision about this, you know what I mean?
That would depend, I think, on whether you thought there would be a backlash. And I honestly don't think there would be.
I don't think there would be either.
I don't think somebody would come up and say, why are you making more Kobe stuff? That's terrible. It does. I mean, if you parse it, if you really break it down, it does look bad.
Right.
But I don't think anybody would leap to that, because I think most people are just going to come down on the side of either A, not caring, or B, wanting Kobe stuff.
As long as it sells.
Yes.
Now, if they refill shelves, if they push to have more stuff produced, they fill shelves and it doesn't sell, then you have an issue. And then it's interesting, like, if they really wanted to win fans, they could say, we're going to donate a portion of proceeds.
There you go.
To the whatever. Kobe Bryant found whatever
because
for his kids.
He had so many charities that he gave to. So, yeah, we're going to honor him by saying 10% of whatever we sell of Kobe stuff goes right to that charity.
John, we should be doing PR for whoever's handling all of this. That's the best idea going.
Fixing the world. That's
Nike,
what we do.
You go ahead and make whatever money you want, but then donate whatever percentage of the proceeds to Kobe Bryant charities.
And that would not be out of bounds with their corporate philosophy at all.
Right.
In fact, it would be right down the line with it.
We're talking about the story about Nike when it comes to Kobe Bryant. So Nike ran out of stuff. Nike ran out of Kobe Bryant related gear pretty quickly, as you would imagine. There is a high demand right now for anything with his name on it or anything that he endorsed. And initially the story was that Nike did it out of respect to Kobe Bryant, that they didn't want to capitalize on his death. Now we find out they just ran out.
They just sold out of stuff. Yeah.
And so the question is, how aggressively should they restock? What do you think about Nike making money? And as a publicly traded company, I think that's an interesting question. What do you think about Nike make, or anyone, quite frankly, making money off a celebrity death like this?
And just, taking advantage of the publicity. We'll go to the phones in Olathe, the first stop. Hello, Shane.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey.
Great. What's up?
You know what? I'm okay with it. I mean, you got to think there's a reason why they ran out. You know, the people are trying to mourn in their own way. It's not like they're running to the shelves, buying their stuff so they can go get an autograph. Nike entered an agreement with Kobe. He knew that they were selling his stuff. And I think it's, you know, people want to be with people that they're mourning in their own way. You know, I was telling your screener, I'm not really an NBA fan. And once they hit to the pros, I kind of lose interest. I'm a college fan. But even my wife and I were sitting there it was a complete downer, you know. And it's either that or people go to Hobby Lobby and make their own Kobe jerseys.
So, yeah, right, exactly. So it's a simple matter of supply and demand. Well, let me ask you, since you were that knocked by it, did you buy stuff?
I did not. No, I'm not. That wouldn't have been something I would have done. I'm not a back of the shirt person.
That's not your way to do it. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Shane, appreciate it. Yep. Thanks a lot for getting in. Yeah, and we've talked about that before. I guess you could make the same case that, you know, there's always going to be industry revolving around death.
Right.
From the funeral industry on down.
Right. That's a really good point. Although the funeral industry has limited ability to make money off of it. You know what I mean? They are not going to make more. They're going to make money one time.
It's not an ongoing thing. You can't restock a coffin.
You're not, you know, the music industry is going to continue. You know, when Michael Jackson died, the estate of Michael Jackson continued to make a ton of money off of his music. Whitney Houston is still putting out, so to speak, putting out music. You know what I mean? The estate of Whitney Houston is still making the hologram concerts, the new single that came out, Higher Love. I mean, the estate is continuing to make music.
And what do we hear all the time about Prince? That you know, there were, you know, millions and millions of pieces of music in the archive, maybe not millions, but thousands of pieces of music in the archive that just were never released because he had constant output.
Right, right.
And people are clamoring for that stuff.
Let's get to some more calls here.
Let's do it. Pat and Gladstone next. Hello, Pat.
Hi. I was just going to say that, and I think you kind of covered it, but that Emily is probably making money off of the sales, and for that reason, because he still has daughters and his family still needs the support. To me, they definitely should go ahead and restock and let the family make the profit at this time.
Yeah, sell all you can. And thank you very much, Pat. Yeah, and that's a good point. Now, I think it's worth noting here, Kobe's daughters are going to be fine.
Oh,
Kobe's wife is going to be fine. And monetarily speaking, now, obviously, they lost a family member. But for people to say, well, you know, she's still got a family to support. I think they're okay.
Yes, but it's kind of fine. Then that's more money to donate to charity.
Exactly.
You know, or trust or foundations or, you know, depending on what happened here, you never know what'll come out. Or frankly, if anybody really wanted to do the right thing, we have talked not at all about the other people who were killed in this crash. There were other people who were killed in this crash. Set it up as a trust for those families.
There was an article that ran yesterday. The woman who was the basketball coach who was on the flight, her husband penned an article about that, and I think it's worth the read. I'll see if we can pop it up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we'll go back to the phones where Steve is listening in Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Jamie, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought about that, but, I mean, there's so much hypocrisy here, it's almost hard to know where to begin, like shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, Nike is building these jerseys with sweatshop workers and slave wages, so they're not innocent.
Not the point.
And nobody cared about that before.
Well, they're not donating to charity. They're not running a non-for-profit. It's going to take public pressure. Let them do all the jerseys. They already have terrible business practices, and Kobe was pretty much a terrible person for the first 35 years.
You know,
I'm glad
you brought that up, Steve, because, you know, yesterday you said that same thing. And on top of that, you mentioned an article in Rolling Stone that talked about what a terrible person. You didn't read that article, did you?
I read the whole thing.
Really? What did it say?
It said that he called a referee a homo, and across the court, he abused Jeremy Lin in practice.
It didn't say any of those things. What the article said was what the article said was that Kobe Bryant was, and I quote, an unflagging role model on and off the court, and one of the most beloved sports figures in history.
Well, you didn't read the article that I texted you. I texted you at 10:40 yesterday that same Rolling Stone article. You need to go back and do your research.
Yeah, I think you need to read it, Steve. Thanks a lot for the call, but no. Yeah, that's what it said. If you want to check it out for yourself, just Google it on Rolling Stone, and you can find it. Off to, where are we going? How about Matt in North Kansas City? Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, Matt.
Fantastic.
How's it going?
What's up?
It's another beautiful day in Kansas City. But nowadays, NBA athletes, specifically more than anybody else, really, they have the benefit of making their license of their own image much closer than many other athletes nowadays, as compared to most like baseball or football stars. So, in my opinion, Kobe Bryant was a much more, from everything we've heard, he's a much more forward-thinking individual than a lot of other athletes nowadays. So I would not be surprised that in the case of his death previously with other contracts, that this money would go to his family or his estate later on. Now, of course, he does not. They don't need the money. But
right. Still, yeah, they're okay, as we said. Say that again?
Nonetheless, I think that this money will go to their family no matter what. I do believe that if Nike, they kind of have been somewhat forward-thinking from what I've been hearing about the estate, and there have been rumors that they are actually going to be donating this money to the other families. These rumors have been going on for, like, I want to say a couple days now since the death.
Okay, well, yeah, thank you for that, Matt. And obviously, we'll wait for some kind of an official announcement on that before we go just jumping on the bandwagon and assuming they're going to do something like that. But it would be a nice gesture, certainly, for them to say, look, not everybody on that plane was as rich as Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Let's see what we can do for them.
Again, I think that's a really good way to go.
Helicopter, pardon
me. If everybody thinks that Kobe Bryant's family has too much money and he earned it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's don't fault him for, you know, especially
too much money.
He donated, well, because he donated so much also.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Set up some kind of fund. And we don't even know if these other families have funeral money, you know. I mean, because you don't prepare for that many members of a family to die at one time ever. You certainly don't prepare for children to have to go through that. And so, yeah, set up a fund for the other families that are involved here. And you don't stand to lose on that at all. Somebody suggested that I have not heard anything. This is where I don't want to get into the weeds of body recovery and that kind of thing. I haven't heard anything about funeral plans. We don't know what kind of public memorial there is going to be for Kobe Bryant. I assume there will be one.
You
would think plans would be underway at the Staples Center to do some kind of big memorial there. Last night's game was canceled, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure they canceled last night's game. At some point, there will be a public memorial there. At some point, we will hear something about funeral plans. But somebody suggested that when the funeral plans take place or when the memorial service take place, it'll probably be a couple of weeks, then sales will spike with Nike again. So we will keep an eye on it. And again, it may be another week or two before we hear anything out of the NTSB.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.